Do women negotiate for higher salaries at the same rate as men? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Casey Beddoes, assistant professor of sociology at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, discusses whether the answer or only the perceived answer matters.
As in most other occupational sectors, salary inequities between men and women persist in higher education. That means women continue to receive lower salaries than men, even when disciplinary differences, experience, and productivity are accounted for. One of the dominant discourses surrounding the wage gap is that women do not negotiate as often as men do. This discourse locates the problem and solution in individual women. To better understand the persistent wage gap and the role of negotiations specifically, we conducted a nationwide survey of tenured and tenure-track faculty in five disciplines, though the majority of respondents were from engineering. One of our leading findings was that men and women were equally likely to negotiate their salaries, even though both sexes said they believed that women negotiate less often. Another leading finding was that men were more likely to receive a greater percent increase in salary from negotiating. Combined, these findings show that we need to move beyond simple explanations that problematize women and instead look at other explanations, such as differences in initial offers and how employers respond to negotiations. The findings also speak to a larger tension in our data between individual and structural discourses surrounding the wage gap and the need to move away from individual-level solutions.
That was Casey Beddoes of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.